A broad analysis by Charles Robertson of Renaissance Capital, an investment bank, finds that after recent declines, emerging market currencies are as cheap in real terms as they have been since the mid-2000s. Should inflation pick up faster in the developing world than in the rich one, the reckoning would change. Currencies would then need to fall further in nominal terms to keep the exchange rate steady in real terms so that exports stay competitive. Emerging market economies tend to be more inflation-prone than richer ones. Because of that, central banks have generally been vigilant. A weaker currency has been typically met with higher interest rates to counter imported inflation, even if that hurts an already weak economy. But a lot of central banks in the developing world have relaxed monetary policy recently, understandable given the severity of the economic shock. For some countries, though, the dangers of inflation are not great. These more closely resemble rich world economies, where a weak currency leads to a temporary burst of inflation. The wealthier parts of Asia are like this, but in other places, inflation sticks around, if not stomped upon. That tends to be because wages are indexed to prices, industry is somewhat cartelized, or trust in the currency is low, encouraging the local use of the dollar. Parts of Latin America come to mind, so does Turkey. Indeed, the options a country has when its currency falls define its status, says Eric Lonergan of M&G, a fund management group. If it must raise interest rates to counter inflation, it is an emerging market. If it has the room to cut rates without fear, it is developed. Definitions matter, of course. Part of the appeal of indices of emerging market stocks is that they are dominated by Asian economies that are fairly rich and well-run. They count as emerging markets because the buying and selling of financial assets is not quite frictionless. All may prove quite resilient as the world emerges from lockdown. At the very least, the way they perform is likely to be different from rich world economies. That feature alone should be appealing to a certain kind of investor. If the world is indeed changed radically by this health crisis, it may be in ways that are hard to imagine today. And if you are unsure of the future, it makes all the more sense to spread your bets.